Hi, I'm Sam Bakker, and this is episode 3 of The Marketing Huddle. Now, today we're going to be talking about how you can sell something online and how you can become an expert online, even if you've never sold anything before or you don't even consider yourself an expert. Let's go. Hey, it's Sam Bakker here, and I'm in front of a couple of machines here. This is a coffee machine and a grinder. You're probably wondering why. The reason is because today I want to talk about becoming an expert in selling products online. A lot of people feel like they can't sell products online because they don't consider themselves an expert in their topic. And it's one of these fears that they have which stops them from actually taking action and selling online. And it's really unfortunate because the fact is if everyone had that attitude, nothing would ever be done online. No one would ever be putting themselves as experts. All you need to do is learn a skill you're passionate about enough to the stage where you're able to go ahead and teach it. Now, I can explain why this is important for you if you're an Igloo customer or whether you're not, with a quick story about an accident that happened to me and how I kind of became an expert in flat whites online without really having any intention of that ever happening. It all started back in Wellington. I was back in Wellington and I was frustrated at the fact that I couldn't get good flat white coffees in Russia where I was at. There was people that were selling flat whites here in Russia, but they were basically lattes and they weren't what I remember from Wellington, which was having tasty flat whites before going to work, before starting work every single morning and doing that with everyone else and really enjoying it. It's part of the coffee culture in Wellington. Wellington has the highest capita of cafes in the world. So, you know, everyone in Wellington in the morning, they get up and they have a nice coffee, and the most popular drink is the flat white. It's probably the thing that Wellington itself is most known for. So I was working a late night at Biz Dojo, and Biz Dojo, if you know anything about it, it's a really nice space in Wellington, and it has this really nice looking large coffee machine. And I had just learned how to make coffees in it by looking at other people. I'd seen a few other people doing it, and finally I was making a flat white. So I decided in my enthusiasm of learning this new skill to encourage my sister to come over to Biz Dojo and test out her camera skills and film a how-to video on how to make a flat white. Now, the reason that we did this was not to put this online or anything like that. It was actually just to help her to get some confidence in her filming. She was really enthusiastic. She wants to go and do video stuff. So we went ahead and we filmed this video in Biz Dojo, and you can see it right here on the screen. I was there just teaching as if it was an instructional video, as if I was some sort of coffee expert, which I obviously was not. And I made this flat white. I served it to the camera and I said a little bit about it. And then that was the video. So my sister cut it together, and then we decided to put it on YouTube to share with my parents so they could see how they could make a flat white at home, because they obviously wanted to be able to make flat whites at home as well, being Wellingtonians. Then a few months later, a friend of mine got in touch with me and said, "Hey, I saw your video on YouTube." And I was like, "Okay, it must be an online marketing video, because I have a lot of online marketing videos out there." And he's like, "No, it was a video about how to make a coffee. What's up with that?" And I went and looked online, and it turned out that for New Zealand flat white, my video, my instructional video that we'd created just as a joke, was ranking as the top search engine result for video results in the Google search engines. So anyone searching for how to make a New Zealand flat white would have been seeing my video. This is me here 3 days after learning it, suddenly teaching all of these different people about it. I checked out the video. It had thousands of views. Most of them, thankfully, were positive thumbs ups. I had a few comments from, you know, obviously people who consider themselves really knowledgeable with coffee saying, "Oh, the foam is wrong. And, you know, that's not really a flat white. It's a piccolo slash latte." And, you know, fair enough. I was just learning. And I said in the video, I just learned how to make a flat white 3 days ago. I wasn't trying to sell it as if I was some sort of coffee guru or anything like that. So the reason that I'm telling you that story is that it proves that regardless of what stage you're at, if you've learned a skill to the point that you can teach it, you're an expert to someone, and you'll be helping someone within that. And sometimes it's best to not wait until you consider yourselves the guru in a particular field. Instead, it's better to take action and implement what you've learned to teach other people. There's nothing stopping you from being able to do that. And that's often what happens when people come online and suddenly get known online. It's because, you know, they see where they want to go, and they know that if they want to get there, they're going to need to continue to learn their craft, learn what they're passionate about. And also they're going to need to be able to teach it. And the more you teach a particular task, the better you get at it yourself. So I'm not saying go out there and suddenly claim to be an expert in everything and give people bad advice. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, learn skills to the stage that you're able to teach them, then do not hesitate to go out and teach those skills, because to someone out there, even though you've just recently learned this, you'll be an expert to them, and there should be nothing holding you back from being able to do that. So there's really four stages of becoming an expert in a field and selling products online in that expertise. And these are, number one, first of all, learn a skill. Find something you're passionate about and learn it as well as you can. Get passionate and learn it. Second, learn it to the stage where you can teach someone about it. Learn a skill just like this to the stage where you're able to go to someone else and you're able to say, these are the steps you need to take. And whatever stage you need to be to know that you're at that stage yourself, get to that stage. For me, it's a mind map. I'll make a mind map of that skill before I start teaching it. And I'll say, I know this, I know this, I know this, I know this. I don't know these things. Do I need to learn about those before I go out there and start showing this to people? Or am I okay? Do I know enough right now in these topics to go out and start teaching and taking action and sharing this knowledge with others? If you want to be an expert, it's important to start sharing your knowledge. Otherwise, no one will ever perceive you as an expert and you'll never sell anything online. If you're in the field of selling expertise, if you're in e-commerce, then it's obviously it's different. You should be taking action to sell products, opposed from selling information and creating information to share with others. Third, teach someone that skill and see what their results are. So if you've learned how to create a WordPress website, or you've just learned how to go ahead and, get a flat stomach, and you've been following a fitness program and you want to be an expert in that field, then go out and teach someone else that for free. Go and find someone who wants to learn that skill, teach them for free, because you'll pick up a lot from that experience of teaching someone that skill. There's a lot of details you'll not have thought of, there's questions they'll have for you that you wouldn't have thought of. And you can add that to a mind map that'll help you to get a good grasp of what it is that you're teaching or what the skill is that you're teaching in your field. Then fourth and finally, once you've gone ahead, you've taught someone those skills that you need to teach them, then go out and start creating the product that you're going to be able to sell. And products are easy to create these days. With the technology as it is, it's so much easier than it used to be to create different things online for teaching purposes. Udemy is a good example. All over Udemy, there's different topics. How do these people learn these different topics that are now teachers? Well, obviously they went out and they studied those themselves. They implemented it, became knowledgeable in that area. Then they didn't hesitate and they went and got their information out there and started selling it. And many of them now make a full-time living off actually selling on Udemy. So don't hesitate to go out and action and create a training course after you've taught someone successfully. And finally, if you want to be able to do this as the experts do, and you want to be able to sell information products more effectively, use Igloo App or a software like Igloo App. Igloo App is a sales page creator, but it's also a sales funnel creator. It'll give you the ability to present yourself as an expert would, and it will give you the ability to sell more effectively using sales funnels in your marketing as well. Now, you can check out more about that software down below. It's what I use to sell my products online, and it's what many others use to sell their products online as well. And if you want to present yourself as an expert, do what the experts are doing to sell the products that you create. And you'll be able to do that through a software like Igloo. So I hope you've enjoyed this story and the videos behind it. Now, fast forwarding to now, I would now consider myself not self-knowledgeable in flat whites. It really helped getting that video out there, because after I saw people's feedback, I got really motivated and excited about learning more about coffee and more about flat whites. And now here in Russia, I'm able to create, you know, nice flat whites for people that come round. I'll make flat whites for myself in the morning, and I find that the flat whites that I'm making now are a lot better than any of the flat whites that I can find in a cafe. The fact is that I've learned enough that I wouldn't hesitate to, you know, show someone else how to create a flat white now. And that came from those first actions that I took. The first actions of not being afraid, not taking the video down when I saw it up there. It was part of the learning process. And now I can confidently teach this skill. Many people would consider me an expert in it because I've taught them a lot about how to create a flat white and better coffee. So hopefully that's a little bit of a lesson and gives you some information, some knowledge that you can take away now and implement.